Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the NovaCare Complex, our Xfinity studio. I'm Dave Spadaro, back from vacation and ready, like you are, for free agency. It begins, of course, on Tuesday at 4 p.m. What will the Eagles do as we get a clue of Chip Kelly and his thought process building this Eagles team back into a playoff team, a Super Bowl contender, and, of course, beyond? So today, we want to hear from you, Eagles fans. What do you expect in free agency? I got to be honest, I sit here and I tell you that I do not know the plan. I do not understand what direction they're going to go. I do not know what they're going to do with this cap room. I don't know. Can't wait to find out. I'll tell you that. It starts on Tuesday at 4 p.m. Now, of course, between now and then, there could be some announcements that suggest that the Eagles sign a player of their own. They do have a list of restricted free agents, unrestricted free agents, just one restricted free agent, that's Cole Anderson. The list of unrestricted free agents, we've talked about it many times. I'm not sure how many of those players will come back. You'll look at the list, and it's an underperforming list as we take a look here. John Dornbos, does he come back? Yeah, I say so. How about King Dunlap? Does he come back? I guess I'd say the Eagles would probably like to get a different player there as a backup left and right tackle. How about Akeem Jordan? Akeem Jordan, one of the great guys of all time. I think he's made a super career of himself. And a good special teams player. Just not sure that he helps you at OLB, Akeem Jordan. Defensive tackle Derek Landry really didn't perform last year, was given a chance to start, didn't do so. Didn't play well. I mean, the defensive line just, who knows if it was coaching, just didn't perform like we hoped he would perform. Yeah, the defensive line at times looked good. So Derek Landry could be a free agent at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. And then Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, this is a big question. You know, Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie acquired in that trade when the Eagles dealt Kevin Cobb to Arizona prior to the 2011 season. Big, big hopes for Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie and an excellent start to the 2012 season. But by the end of the year, Rodgers-Cromartie, like the rest of the Eagles secondary, just struggled so much. So it would appear at this point that number 23 will get a chance to test the free agency market. Great size, athletic ability, looks the part, just didn't play the part a whole lot last year after a tremendous performance, two interceptions in the opening day win against the Cleveland Browns. Jake Scott came in late in the season, shored up the offensive line at the right tackle position. The right guard position. Darrell Tapp, you know, super guy, rotational defensive end, and at times makes some plays. Again, a player acquired in a trade. Eagles sending Chris Clemens to Seattle, getting back Darrell Tapp. Darrell Tapp, not as productive. So I don't know who comes back from that group. We could find out those announcements anytime between now and 4 o'clock. And then, of course, after 4 o'clock on Tuesday, those players free to negotiate with any team, including the Philadelphia Eagles. But I would expect Anderson to be back. I would expect Dornbos to be back. We'll see what happens. All right, let's take a phone call here. 215-339-6709. Angel in Orlando, Florida joins us. Hey, Angel. Good, Angel. How you doing?
I'm a big fan.
Thanks, man.
I missed you. I like Bo Wolf and all, but they can't replace you.
Got to take a vacation every now and then. Thanks so much, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Now, I got a scenario for you with free agency.
All right.
And this is just rumors, but I kind of, was thinking about the scenario. What if we traded for Revis, let's say, without giving up a lot. Let's say it was like a Foles, a third-round pick, maybe some low pick, something like that.
All right, so wait, Angel. So, Angel, this is complete fantasy because the Jets would never take Nick Foles, a third-round pick, and then the rights to Greg Lewis for Darrell Reeves.
Maybe we get them Namdi. We pay the $4 million, kind of do some type of deal that they do, where we pay the $4 million, we're going to release them anyway. They kind of get a replacement for Revis.
I mean, seriously, Angel, love the imagination, but it takes two to tango here. And the Jets watched.
Well, let's say we give them a little higher pick. Let's say the second round pick.
It's going to take a first round pick to get Darrell Revis.
You think it'll take Darrell a first Revis. Round with the quarterback?
I do. I think that I don't think the Jets are in any hurry to trade him. I mean, he's the best cornerback in the league. Why would you trade him? But go ahead.
If it went with the first round pick, I wouldn't do this, but just for argument's sake,
okay.
We are just making stuff up.
Absolutely.
Let's say we get him without giving the first round pick.
Okay.
We get Sean Smith because with letting go of Osmore, I would imagine that he wouldn't hit us that big on our cap because we gained that $11 million. So
okay.
So let's say we pay him $1 or $2 million over that, whatever. We get Sean Smith and Golston in free agency. And then we maybe get a lineman. There's a lot of people been talking about lineman help.
Okay.
So now we kind of picked the secondary. I'd say that's pretty fixed. Nate Allen, Goldston, Sean Smith, and Revis.
Well, that's not a bad-looking secondary.
Yeah, some line help, you know, in free agency. Okay. Now, you know, for argument's sake, let's say we didn't give up the first-round pick. Now we can really, like people say, build through the draft because, you know, we didn't, you know, besides maybe a second-round pick, hopefully, or maybe the first. I wouldn't do it for a first-round pick, but now we can pick whoever we want because, you know, we plugged a lot of holes. We have the cap space to do it. And we could pick up Milner, you know, or an offensive tackle, whoever they have created the best.
Angel, I love you, Angel, but it's never, ever going to happen that way.
Probably not. Could you take Revis out of that, it's still pretty good.
If you want to go out and spend, you know, all of your cap room on Goldson and Sean Smith, well, that's your opportunity.
I mean, that's
two players who will get.
You think that's probably like $13-14 million in cap space. We still have like, you know.
Well, you're not factoring in Michael Vick's salary. I mean, I think the Eagles certainly have the flexibility to do as they wish. My sense is this, that they're talking to a lot of people, that the Eagles, like the rest of the NFL, are not going to necessarily blow big wads of money and overpay on players. I mean, fool me once, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. Is that the way it goes?
Absolutely. So I'm an Eagles fan. I just want us to win right away. So whatever
I agree.
Scenario I can make up to make us way better.
I want to win right away too, but Angel, we got to take the realistic approach here.
Absolutely.
There are major questions about this. This is a team that was 4-12 last year. I mean, you know, questions at quarterback. There's, what, five of them here on the roster? The questions about the defense through and through. I want to see what Chip and Howie and all these guys put together, pieces to put in place that are going to be here for many years to come. Let's get back to what it was like in the early 2000s where the Eagles were right there every single season.
Well, I'm excited, Dave. I'm happy Chip Kelly's here. I hope it totally turns around just like you said in the 2000s, and this time we make it to the Super Bowl and win it. Go Eagles.
You got it, man.
And you're doing awesome work. Keep it up.
Hey, thanks, Angel. Thanks for the telephone call, 215-339-6709. Let's get to some headlines before we get back to the telephones. Of course, free agency begins on Tuesday at 4 o'clock Eastern Daylight Time. And mum is the word in the NFL. The edict from the league is do not announce any close-to-deals, agree-to-terms. So that's why it's been so quiet these last several days. There is a report out there that the Eagles interested in Danny Amendola, wide receiver from the Rams. I'm here to tell you, ain't happening. Will not happen. 4 p.m. Tuesday is free agency begins. All right? And we can, at that point, announce anything. Who knows what's going to happen? Anything can happen there. So please stay tuned. Eagles cheerleader open call auditions, March 23rd, Lincoln Financial Field. Information on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. And the question to be answered today here, will the Eagles sign their own restricted free agent, Cole Anderson, or any of their unrestricted free agents that we just went over that list, which I don't want to see that list again until we sign somebody. Shannon in South Florida joins us. Hey, Shannon. Hey, Shannon.
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well, man. Kind of excited. did put a little distasteful something in my mouth when I heard we bringing Mike Vick back, but I digress.
Yeah. You really don't think that Michael Vick in this offense, it's worth a look at Michael Vick?
It's worth a look. If we could drop him. It's worth a look. I'm tired of that 5'11 quarterback order. 6 foot quarterback. But anyway, I want to ask you a question, Dave. Mm-hmm. I think we need to get rid of Nnamdi and either keep DRC. If you notice, man, the cornerback is not necessarily like an all-world position. Teams don't go to the Super Bowl because they have awesome quarterbacks. If you look at the two Super Bowl teams, Baltimore and San Francisco, they're not household names who their cornerbacks are. I think one thing that you can look at is that they both have strong front sevens, and I think that's why Baltimore and San Francisco are always in contention, because they have strong – extraordinary tackle, right?
But here's linebacker. But, Shannon, here's what I didn't like from both Nnamdi and Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie last year.
Mm-hmm.
And, look, it speaks to just what kind of mentality you want to have with a defense. Tenaciousness.
Yeah.
Both have skills. Both are long and rangy, and they look great. And you wanted to come up and press coverage, and we urged the Eagles coaching staff to do that all year, and they did it at times. But I didn't see the tenaciousness of either of these players
on a consistent basis.
Yeah. And so I'm done with that, man.
Yeah.
Look,
this is a team that
needs to build and build with a mentality, and the mentality is, you know, you've got to be a physical.
Yeah.
Do whatever it takes player, especially on defense. That has been missing from this defense since Brian Dawkins left, let's be honest.
I agree with you, Dave. So with that being said, having a strong front seven, we already have Cox, right? We have the D'Amico Ryans.
Yeah, and Michael Kendricks.
My thinking is I think we need to get one or two guys in the first round. Sharif, the guy who could be a nice balance for Cox on a tackle line, or this guy Deion Jordan from Oregon.
Well, here's the thing. Let me ask you this about Deion Jordan, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And it was an interesting point that I think – I forget who made the point where I read it over the week. But Deion Jordan may be a great player. No idea. But the Eagles have Brandon Graham. They have Darryl – they have Trent Cole. They've got Phillip Hunt. They've got Vinny Kerr. So somebody's going to line up either in a 4-3 as a defensive end or in a 3-4 as a rush linebacker.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe Deion is one of those, maybe just an otherworldly player. No problem there.
Yeah.
And I do subscribe to the theory of taking the best player on the board.
Yeah, I love his height too, David. Dude is what, 6'6", 6'7"?
Yeah, but it just seems to me that there is something there for the Eagles when you're looking at that front seven. Where they don't have anything, if they do go to a 3-4, and that's a big if, because I think it's going to be a hybrid.
Exactly.
Is Antonio Dixon your defensive tackle, your nose tackle?
Will Cox be the tackle though, Dave?
No, he would be a defensive end in a 3-4, the 5
Ooh,
technique.
Ooh, okay, didn't know that. Okay. Yeah, so that's why I say we go with Sharif Floyd maybe, or this guy Deion Jordan, first round, maybe second round offensive lineman. Then third offensive lineman. Yeah.
Come on, you're in South Florida and you're saying offensive lineman?
I don't know where that came from because you know I'm from Jersey.
I know.
I don't know. Forgive me on that one. Offensive lineman, right? But maybe third round goes secondary.
You know what? Hey, Shannon, just give me good players. I don't care. I'm kind of contradicting myself here, but just give me the best you got. I mean, this team, let's just get some better talent. I mean, I think there's a bit more talent than we've given it credit for here.
Yeah.
I think coaches that are going to come in here and, you know, kind of get back to the core, the fundamentals, and
I got one last question
talked
for
about
you,
that, but yeah.
Okay, yes or no? Do we keep Nnamdi?
No.
Okay, keep DRC?
No.
Okay, one more. This is a hot
My opinions.
One.
My opinions only.
My
I,
opinions.
I don't know.
And most of the time, you and I agree. Do we go for a taller wide receiver or a tight end?
Maybe somebody. Maybe you want to get vertical. I don't think the Eagles can have too many threats offensively. But I don't know what Chip Kelly's offense is all about, particularly when it comes to the pass catchers. I really don't.
Danny Amendola is the same height
not
as
gonna,
I am, and I'm 5'5".
Not,
absolutely not.
Not he's a fantastic player.
Yeah.
But he's not coming here.
No.
All right?
So. All right, guys. Talk to you later, man.
All right. Thanks so much. Shannon from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. All right, let's take a little break here. Before we do, we are going to keep introducing throughout the year different parts of the organization for you to get to know. And I think everybody wants to get to know the cheerleaders. And we've got a beautiful, talented, intelligent young lady for you here, Katrina from the Eagles cheerleading squad. She'll be out there throughout the pre-audition period trying to make this team for the 2013 season. Let's all have a chance to meet from the 2012-2013 team of lovely and talented Katrina.
I wanted to become an Eagles cheerleader because I've always been a football fan. And, you know, it was kind of spur of the moment decision. My roommate was like, come audition with me. And I was like, I don't know, like, I'll never get it. And then I said, all right, I'll just go with her. Like, you never know what could happen. And I made the team, so there you go. It was amazing. It was just a rush of everything kind of at once, because you make the team, then you're going to the Bahamas for the calendar trip, then you're going to rehearsals and practices and appearances, and it really took me a while for it to actually hit me that I was a Philadelphia Eagles cheerleader. It was so surreal, but I remember walking out on the field for that first game, and there was just like packed people and like so much energy, and I just was like, oh, this is real. I've never done a swimsuit calendar before, and never in a million years did I ever expect that I would be Miss February in an NFL cheerleader calendar. So it's really just been surreal. I'm a jazz major at the University of the Arts, and we dance every single day. And we also are required to take classes like tap and voice. I've been dancing since I was like 3 years old. My mom took me to dance class, and I just kind of never gave it up. And when I was in high school and I was trying to decide what I want to do with the rest of my life, I always wanted to dance, but I was kind of nervous to really pursue it just because it is such a competitive industry and it's really hard to make money as a dancer. But I think that if I try hard enough, you know, it'll all work out.
The 12th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select
Mississippi State defensive tackle Fletcher Cox.
What a
is a Philadelphia Eagle. They traded up, but they didn't have to go all the way to 6 to get Fletcher Cox. They got him at 12. They give up a 4th-round pick, a 6th-round pick.
This is the guy everyone in the media knew about. The Eagles interviewed him at the combine. This guy gets upfield. I'm stunned. I didn't think they'd be able to get him. The fact of the matter is that he's going to be an Eagle. This is the guy that they came into draft wanting.
A lot of people like the speed around the edge that Vinny Curry has.
They'll be able to get some depth at receiver if they really want some.
I think their aggressive style really fits well with Michael's play.
There's a player I really, really like. I would be surprised if he went in the second round.
The ACL is one of four major ligaments around the knee. It stabilizes the knee during cutting, pivoting, and jumping activities. Most often, ACL tears are non-contact injuries and occur when quickly changing directions or landing from a jump. Usually, ACL reconstruction is required to allow the athlete to return to their previous level of competition. If you sustained a knee injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at Thomas Jefferson University Hospital, the leading providers of orthopedic care in the region.
Andiamo, avanti.
Jimmy, folks who save hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico sure are happy.
And how happy are they, Jimmy?
Happier than Christopher Columbus with speedboats.
That's happy.
Get happy. Get Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We welcome you back, Dave Spadaro, here in the brain center of the Philadelphia Eagles universe. The nerve endings are tingling, and there's phone calls being made and conversations being had in the rooms upstairs. Maybe we should get a camera up and just kind of turn it on, just so you can find out what we're doing in free agency. Because I got to tell you, I don't know. I truly do not know. I do believe that the Danny Amendola rumor is not true. Believe that to be the case. And but as far as real targets that the Eagles are going to go after in free agency, I don't know. They have the means to do what they want to do. There's reportedly $30 million plus in room within the salary cap. So they can go out and be major spenders. Will they be? Maybe. I don't know. I guess I'd be a little bit reluctant to say yeah. I mean, will they add a few players? Yes. Will they be first day, you know, make the headlines a la 2011? I would say no. But I don't know. I am just so excited about it, like you are. It's been since January, mid-January, the Eagles hired Chip Kelly to be the head coach. And in the times that we've had to interview Chip, and he's been very gracious about his time, and I really kind of hang on every word because I enjoy what he has to say. He's been able to say, look, I'm still learning about the team. I'm still learning about the roster. And that's not going to stop because he doesn't know what he's got here yet. He's seen him on film, and he's got a, you know, he's got an idea. But until you see these players in your system, you do not know. However, free agency will offer us our first kind of real tangible clues about the kinds of players, the direction that Chip wants to take, both offensively, defensively, and on special teams. So it all starts at 4 o'clock on Tuesday. Make sure you are with us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com because as soon as something breaks, we'll have not only the initial 140-character story on it, we will have in-depth reporting, live interviews, everything live, live, live. Let's get back to the telephones here, 215-339-6709, North Dakota checking in. Mike, welcome to the show.
Yeah. What's up? How you doing, man?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I got an idea. I want to run it by you, see what you think.
Bring it on.
All right. So I'm with you on re-signing Dornbos and Anderson. I think out of the free agents, those are the two that have the most value for us. I think both have performed well. I really like what Anderson did coming back from the injury late in the year.
Yeah. I will say, Mike, that I don't believe that Colt is a starting safety.
I agree. Great heart, though. Great special teamer. I think good team player. So.
Yep, agreed.
And then my next one is to trade Nnamdi for whatever we can get, even if it's a seventh. I say we go for it. I like the idea of going after Goldson, maybe that tight end Pitta from Baltimore, and Grimes if he's all the way back.
Is Pitta is a restricted? Is he restricted?
I guess. I'm not sure.
I think he's a restricted free agent. Brent Grimes, you suggest, from the cornerback from the Falcons?
Yes, he's all the way back. I know he had a rough injury there, and sometimes it takes that extra year, but he showed a lot of talent there.
I mean, hey, Mike, there's no question. I am concerned and curious, I guess would be better. What are the Eagles going to do in the secondary if Nnamdi's gone? And you're not going to be able to trade Nnamdi Asomugha. No way in the world will the Eagles be able to trade
him. I feel like he was.
Then he'll be let go, or he'll take the salary reduction. The teams have been reportedly the Eagles and Nnamdi side. I don't see him playing here at $15 million for the season. And then, you know, after that, I don't know. We won't know until I guess tomorrow is when moves like that can be made, when the business year opens for the NFL.
I'm with you. For the draft, I think I'd love to see us go with Milner with our first pick and Elam, the safety, with our second pick. I think those two in the combine look great speed. I know Milner didn't catch the ball real well, but I watch a lot of Alabama games.
Mm-hmm.
He is a stud all day. And then with the rest of our picks and, you know, really on both sides of the line through training camp, through free agency. You know, I think we need to be looking at building depth there. That was a real weakness, and it was exposed.
I guess a better question when I ask Eagles fans is, what positions do you think don't need to be addressed in this offseason?
I think quarterback's in pretty good shape. I would say the running back position, I feel like we're in pretty solid shape there as well.
I agree with you on running back. I still think the Eagles are going to address quarterback. I really do. I really do. I just don't think that they believe that they've found that they've got that. Until you have a franchise quarterback, I don't think you ever stop looking. And Michael Vick is going to get the chance to run Chip Kelly's offense here in the spring, and we'll see how he picks things up. But Mike knows that there is no guarantee here, that he's got to make the roster to make all this money, and Nick Foles is going to come in here and compete as well. And then you add all these other quarterbacks, including Dennis Dixon, who ran Chip Kelly's offense at Oregon, and I think that there's some interesting components to the quarterback roster right now, but I don't think there's a sure shot franchise quarterback there right now.
Yeah, you may be right. I got one last question for you, Dave. Thanks for letting me come in and
sure.
call.
Thanks.
I love Trent Cole. He's been one of my favorite Eagles, really my favorite Eagle since Dawkins left. But does he have the speed to play the outside linebacker position? He seems bigger than the prototype there.
Well, agreed, and that's why I think that Bill Davis will scheme his scheme to kind of fit the talents of what he's got. You cannot line up Trent Cole if you're going to play a 3-4 on the edge, in space, linebacker coming at you. But you can devise packages where he's moved around, where he's a joker, or where, you know, an elephant pack. Whatever you have, you can use somebody who plays as hard as Trent Cole and who's as productive as Trent Cole. And I think that we in the media and we fans, we get so caught up in labeling the West Coast offense, labeling a defense as a 3-4, a 4-3, or this. I don't think that is going to be the case with Bill Davis at all. I think he's going to mix and match and change during the course of the game. And I certainly believe that Pat Shurmur, who comes from this West Coast offense background, and Chip Kelly, who comes from this read option background, are going to meet and going to come up with something very novel and very unpredictable for the Eagles offense that will not be easily labeled. That's the thing I want to stress. Stop with the labels. I don't know what they're going to do with Trent Cole, but I know when you got a player like that, you find a way to make him productive.
Yeah, I love the new coaching that we got, Dave. But what I'd love to see from Trent is what Trotter used to do back in the day, blowing up the center coming through the line.
Yeah, and that's something that he's a big force. That's a possibility. Until we get into the spring OTAs, until we get into training camp, thanks for the call, until we understand where these schemes are going, whether how they're going to integrate the personnel that they have. You know, I don't think I have a sense, really, to be honest with you guys, of just how explosive the changes are going to be on this roster. I mean, is Chip coming in here saying, we're just going to wipe this thing clean, relatively speaking, or is it going to be tweaks here, tweaks there? Let's work on some. I don't know. I mean, gosh, it's been so long since there's a coaching change. We got a whole new perspective here, and I don't know what Chip Kelly thinks about this football team. All right, let's go to Atlantic City, New Jersey, and talk to Mark, who joins us on Eagles Live. Mark, hello, how are you?
Hi.
Good. What's up, buddy?
Not much, man. I'm just listening to the callers. And, you know, soaking everything in. And I'm not going to lie, I'm a little irritated.
Why?
Because I see that, you know, everybody criticizes Vic, you know, and everybody has their own opinion. But everybody says, you know, about his size. And then we're I hear people saying we're going after the kid from the Rams.
Yeah, well, that's not true. So go ahead.
Okay, so people say, you know, Vic's not the biggest guy. And then we're going after these little targets for this guy. Like, okay, if he's not big, at least give him some big targets to throw to.
Well, that's a good point. I will tell you that I think that Michael needs to work on various pieces of his game, ball security being number one. and decision making. And I think in this in this offense, Mark, I can't tell you what the quarterback's going to do. I don't know.
And I hear where you're coming from.
I think Michael's going to have a very fair chance from a brand new perspective here, and that's Chip Kelly's perspective, to impress a new coach in a new scheme that on the surface seems to work toward his skill set.
Can I put a free agent name out there that
yes.
I thought we would that would intrigue us, that the guy's a stud, and I don't see how we're not looking at a guy like this?
Yes, go ahead.
The guy from the Titans, the tight end, Cook. He's a stud.
Don't disagree with you there. And thank you very much for the phone call, Mark. And Jared Cook when we get Adam Kaplan on, I'll ask him about Jared Cook, but he may very well be the most sought-after free agent, who knows, in this market. I mean, he's a tight end who's got vertical skills, who lines up at wide receiver, who makes plays down the field. And, hey, as far as I know, the Eagles could be interested in him. I don't know. When I look at tight end here, I see Brent Celek, big, powerful, runs well after the catch, had some drops last year, no question. I think a lot of that was due to some throws that weren't there. Clay Harbor is an athletic player, hasn't been as productive, I think, as the Eagles would have liked him to be, although I'm not sure he's gotten a huge chance either. Then I look at the fullback position, and I don't even know if there's a fullback. When I watch what Oregon did in college, there was no fullback. So is that what he's running here, no fullback offense? So then you hire an H-back, who's a vertical threat in the passing game. And so Jared Cook could be on the Eagles' radar. And understand this, people. The Eagles consider every guy. They've got reports on every single player in the NFL. And they will be active in signing players. They will be active in trading for players. They will be active in everything here. All right. We've been running this series the last week here as we inch toward free agency, which begins tomorrow at 4 o'clock. It's our film room breakdown with Adam Kaplan, Greg Cosell, and today's feature, what's available along the offensive line starting tomorrow at 4 p.m.
They could use an interception. They could use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Film Room. I'm Adam Kaplan. He's NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. In this segment, we're going to look at the offensive linemen, Greg, and it's an interesting group. You've got some of the smaller offensive linemen, some of the bigger guys. The first guy we're going to look at is Jake Long, the first overall pick in the 2008 NFL draft by the Dolphins, Greg. And the big debate for him was, is he right or left tackle? You watch his tape since 2008, Greg. Should he be a left tackle?
Well, you know, it's funny because when he came out, the consensus, and I was in agreement with that from watching him in college in Michigan, was that he could be a solid left tackle and an all-pro right tackle.
Okay.
And he's obviously played left tackle with varying degrees of success in the NFL. He's struggled the last couple of years. I know he's been injured, but you know what? If he's on the field, you have to evaluate the player.
Correct.
And I think Jake Long, is it time for him to move to right tackle? Maybe. And if that's the case, that could impact the money that he might get.
Obviously.
And again, we're going to see him obviously at left tackle right here because this is where he's played in the NFL. And here he is as a run blocker. And I think as we let this play go, he's a good run blocker. I think he's always been a very solid run blocker. He's a big physical guy, has a little bit of a mean, nasty streak, which you really like. I think where he's struggled a bit in recent years, maybe the last year and a half, and we're going to see him right here in pass protection. But where he's struggled a little bit has been with pass protection. And again, we can point to injuries, and I know that this year was cut short, and we're going to watch this play here. He does a good job. But I think that that is the ultimate concern you have. You can even see him here. He's never been what you'd call a dancing bear. He's not one of those fluid athletes. He's always been a very competitive guy, a grinder, works, plays with urgency. Love is playing personality. But the big question for him in free agency, will he be seen as a left tackle or as a right tackle.
Now, there was also a debate with Andre Smith.
Yeah.
Of the Bengals, was he a right or left tackle? He eventually got moved to the right, Greg, and he's coming off his best season as an NFL player.
Yeah, I thought he played well this year in the run game, and we're going to see Andre Smith right here. And this is a beautiful job of double teaming and getting up to the second level. This is a must in NFL run games. This is what the NFL run game is for offensive linemen, is you must be able to double team and then grease, as we the term we use, grease up to the second level. That's something Andre Smith does extremely well. But now you're going to see him in what is not his strength, which is pass protection. And in fact, on this play, the Bengals help him because, quite frankly, you're going to see him right here. He's not very fluid in his hips.
He looks heavy, actually, yes. A little bit heavy-legged.
Yes, he does. He's not very fluid in his hips. His lateral movement at times can be a little slow and sluggish. And if you're going to sign him, you have to understand that if you're a passing team and maybe a passing spread team doesn't sign him, maybe he needs to sign with a team that has it, the run more as its basic foundation. Because if you want to throw the ball, normally you like to get five receivers, all five eligibles out into pass routes. With him, you may not be able to do that.
And that's why he's on the right side. Now, the next guy we're going to take a look at is interesting. Andy LaVitre of the Bills was a left tackle in college, and he got moved inside a guard, Greg. He's been a very good football player.
Yeah.
Remember, the Bills did not use the franchise tag on him, so he could walk.
Yeah, and here he is at left guard. You mentioned that, played tackle in college. I think he's a very good football player. Not a lot of people might know him, but, again, here's a great example as we let this play run of what you have to do. Look at him. That's brilliant. Look how long he stayed on the double team and then just at the right time came off to pick up the second-level player. That was a beautiful job by LaVitre. Now, again, you're going to see him at left guard. So if we point out him here, this is something you see an awful lot of in the NFL now, Adam. You see pass games that work off run game pulling, something we see a lot, too, against 3-4 defenses, which you're seeing here. So LaVitre is actually going to pull and pick up the outside linebacker. Very commonplace in the NFL.
He's got good feet, though. I mean, he really moved pretty well over there.
Yeah, he played tackle at Oregon State. Yeah. And, you know, I think he's one of those players. He's not a marquee guy. Whoever signs him, the fan base isn't going to go, wow, we just got Andy LaVitre.
Right.
But you know what? He's going to upgrade your O-line. He's a very good left guard.
All right, now, when we look at left tackles, we've got Sam Baker of the Falcons, a number former first-round pick of the Falcons. And he's a guy right now, they don't have a replacement for him in Atlanta. So if he walks, they'll have to draft somebody else.
Yeah, and here he is here. Many thought he was a reach. Remember, that was the year there was a run on
Dwayne
offensive
Brown,
tackles.
Right, I know exactly what you're talking
about. There was a run on offensive tackles. The Falcons needed one. So the thought process was, if we don't take someone, I think it was a 22, if memory serves me correctly, right around there. If we don't take him, we're not going to get a left tackle.
Exactly.
So he's actually had an up-and-down career. He's fought some injuries, but I thought he had a very solid season this year. Here he is in the run game. See the athleticism. Very good movement there to get out on the perimeter as a run blocker. And I think he's got that athletic movement. He played at USC. Here he is, as we see him right here again, left tackle, as a pass protector as we run this play. Again, not what you'd call a dancing bear, but a very solid pass protector. I think he's one of those left tackles that if you look at the ideal, you know, if you write down all the things you want in a left tackle, it might not be Sam Baker. But I think when you see him play week in and week out, particularly this past year, he had a very solid, consistent season. On a team, by the way, that threw the ball a lot more than they had in previous years.
And he stayed healthy because in 2011 he was not healthy. And, and our next guy, Sebastian Vollmer, this interesting guy, you know, hadn't played a lot of football.
Yep.
From Germany. And when the Patriots drafted him, they had him as a left tackle. But then later on they moved him to right, Greg. Let's take a look at him.
Yeah, and again, here he is at right tackle. And I think Vollmer is a kid who's pretty athletic kid, like you said, has played some left tackle. He's a big, big man. You normally don't see left tackles quite as tall as he is, and I think that's one reason that he's moved to the right. And again, you'll see him here at right tackle as we take a look. But I think here he gets a little help, if I'm not mistaken, with Suggs. And, yeah, he gets some help. But I think, you know, Vollmer can play left tackle in a pinch. I think that will increase his value. But I think when all's said and done, he's really a starting right tackle in the NFL. Overall, I think this is a pretty solid group of players. You're getting quality starting players, players who will upgrade your O-line if you sign any one of these guys.
Great job, Greg, on those guys. Catch us next time in the film room.
They can use an interception. They can use a fumble, something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked.
That's a great, great piece. Fran Duffy doing that, putting it together all week. And, again, kudos to the crew here, PhiladelphiaEagles.com, Eagles Television Network. That is good stuff as we prepare for free agency tomorrow at 4 o'clock. And I think we would all agree that the Eagles may be one piece away from having a really, really good slash great offensive line. Do you move Todd Harriman's back to right guard? Do you get a right tackle? Sounds like in free agency, in the draft, some very, very strong options for the Eagles. And I don't think you go out first day and sign Jake Long, for example. You know, that market's got to settle down. And perhaps there'll be good value to be had later in free agency there or early in the draft. Obviously, the Eagles have been linked with a bunch of offensive linemen. Eric Fisher, Luke Jokel, et cetera, et cetera. Let's take a look at the list of Eagles free agents. Some of whom could be signed here in the next day. Colt Anderson, a restricted free agent, would love to have him back. I actually think he will be back. John Dorenbos, long snapper, would love to have him back, and I think he'll be back. Would love to have all these guys back, to be honest with you. Just don't think bunches of them will be back. And that is your list. Hey, guys, I want to tell you, before we go to break here, Eagles basketball team makes its season debut, and as far as I know, it's only game of the year to this point. 2 p.m. on Saturday, talk about March Madness, at the Bob Carpenter Center on the University of Delaware's campus in Newark, Delaware. That's Saturday, March 16th, 2 o'clock. Eagles raising some funds for people who need it. Players confirmed Macklin, Avant, and Boykin. So you can expect a high-flying affair. 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Bob Carpenter Center on the campus of the University of Delaware in Newark, Delaware. All right, check it out. Eagles basketball team hitting the courts for the 2013 offseason season. All right, when we come back, we're going to throw it to Adam Kaplan. I'm going to get him on the phone now. I want to find out what's going on in free agency as we get closer and closer to 4 p.m. on Tuesday. I'm Dave Spadaro. It's Eagles Live on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We're coming right back.
With the 12th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select
Mississippi State defensive tackle Fletcher Cox.
What a
is a Philadelphia Eagle. They traded up, but they didn't have to go all the way to 6 to get Fletcher Cox. They got him at 12. They give up a 4th-round pick, a 6th-round pick.
This is the guy everyone in the media knew about. The Eagles interviewed him at the combine. This guy gets upfield. I'm stunned. I didn't think they'd be able to get him. The fact of the matter is that he's going to be an Eagle. This is the guy that they came in the draft wanting.
A lot of people like the speed around the edge that Vinnie Curry has.
They'll be able to get some depth at receiver if they really want some.
I think their aggressive style really fits well with Michael's play.
There's a player I really, really like. I would be surprised if he went in the second round.
We live in a smart world. Smart cars, smart homes, smart phones. Now it's your turn to be smart. Visit Smart Health today and get smart insights, health updates, and health tips for you and your family.
An ankle sprain is an injury to one or more of the ligaments around the ankle, usually involving the outer aspect of the ankle. Ankle sprains occur from rolling the ankle during an athletic event. The severity of ankle sprains can range from a stretch injury to a partial tear to even complete tears of the ligaments. If you have sustained an ankle injury or any other sports-related injury, make an appointment at the Rothman Institute at Jefferson, the leading provider of orthopedic care in the region.
We'll be right back.
chances are you're not made of money. So don't overpay for motorcycle insurance. Geico. See how much you could save.
Hi, I'm Pat Shurmur, offensive coordinator. You're watching PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
We'll come about 4 o'clock on Tuesday afternoon. Every bit of silence that you've experienced these last several weeks, all out the window. And the NFL will be open for business, and the Eagles expected to be right in the mix for a lot of things. Exactly what we don't know, and that's why we bring in our NFL insider, Adam Kaplan. Cappy, the calm before the storm is how I like to put it. How about you?
Yeah, it is. And now we have the new rule, Dave, as you know, over the weekend, where teams can talk to players, agents from other teams, and that's good. I mean, that makes the process a little bit more transparent. But I think what the difference is this time, I still think that teams were less likely to talk about money. They just want to get the lay of the landscape of what agents were thinking for their players. And then I think what will happen is over the next 2 days, you're just basically going to hear them start talking about money. And then right at 4 p.m. Eastern, as always, Dave, right at the start of free agency, some deals will go off the board.
How active will it be, Adam? How involved do you anticipate initially the Eagles will be?
I think they'll be pretty active. This free agency, just overall, Dave, is nothing like it was coming out of lockouts years ago. There are very few big-name free agents. There are a lot of good football players. You just really have to be careful about how you spend your money, although the Eagles have they're in great cap position, around $34 million. You don't want to go crazy. So I think they'll be active, but I think what's going to happen is if there are a lot of teams in the mix for certain players that they like and it goes a little bit above the value that they want to spend, I don't think they will overspend this time.
Adam, who are the players who are going to make the most money in free agency? As you say, no real stars. Mike Wallace maybe an example of a big-name player who plays a glamour position. In your opinion, who will get the highest two or three contracts in terms of upfront guaranteed first-year money in this free agency period?
Well, you mentioned Mike Wallace, and you could see in our free agent film room series where Greg Cosell shows him. Mike Wallace is a straight-line speed guy, maybe the best deep threat in the league. Doesn't offer the versatility of some other players, but he makes you have a safety deep, and I think he clearly is going to get a huge contract. He separates himself from all the other receivers for free agency. I think Jared Cook of the Titans. I expect the Eagles to be, in on that situation a little bit. Heavy, I have no idea, but I think he's a guy that would intrigue them. I think he's going to get a big deal, but you got to be careful. This guy does not put up big numbers, but he's a guy that you could play outside. Now, on defense, Deshaun Goldson of the 49ers should get a big deal. I think he's the top free agent safety. I think Glover Quinn, also of the Texans, will get a big deal. And Cliff Averill, and you've got to see the film room piece we did on Cliff Averill. This guy could absolutely play in a 3-4 defense, and he's a guy I think will get a huge contract.
Adam, you mentioned some of the options at safety. Obviously, the secondary in need of a dramatic improvement from the performance the last couple of years. Will the Eagles sign a safety in free agency?
I think they will. I think they will, but again, I think they're going to be judicious in the kind of money that they spend. I don't think you want to overpay. It's a position where there have been a lot of busts in free agency. You got to be careful. You got to understand how the guy fits. And I think that there are probably 4 to 5 starters left. Jairus Byrd got the franchise tag. William Moore re-signed. So with the Falcons, that lowers the list a little bit. And then, you could get some real bargains in free agency as we progress here. And I think that's the good thing, David. If you don't get the Laron Landrys of the world or Glover Quinn or Goldson, there are some other good football players you can take a look at.
You mentioned Jared Cook, tight end from the Tennessee Titans. I'm just curious, why would you think the Eagles would be interested in a player like that? Brent Celek has been very productive here. Some drops last year, some big hits he took. But generally, when called upon, Celek has delivered. Why do you think tight end would be a position where the Eagles would look?
No one even close to him in free agency. He's by far the best vertical threat. In fact, Dave, he lined up 57% as a wide receiver last season. On third downs, only lined up, this is amazing, as an inline blocker on 18 snaps, the rest as a wide receiver. This guy is a big-time athlete. As one high-ranking NFC executive told me, he's a super freak athlete. But thing is, he has not been asked to block very much. His numbers should have been better than they have been, but I would say this. Look at the quarterbacks he's played with in Tennessee. I think he's a unique guy. But caveat to all this, Dave, this is the best tight end class in probably the last 15 to 20 years. So if you don't get a guy like Jared Cook, you could probably get someone similar in the draft.
Adam, I guess I approach this free agency period as the first time, really, that we get a clue as to what Chip Kelly is looking for in players. Is that kind of the way you're looking at things?
It is. That's a great point. And the body types, as Howie Roseman said, the definitions of a Chip Kelly player on offense, at least. I think you're going to learn that. And you know, and don't discount them signing a wide receiver sometime in free agency, just someone who could really run. They want to get guys who could move that ball in a short area, 20 to 30 yards, run after the catch, get downfield. There are not a lot of those guys in free agency. And then I think defensively, they have so much work to do at cornerback and safety, defensive line. I think that's where a lot of their cap dollars are going to go, Dave, on defense.
Adam, you mentioned wide receiver, and the Eagles linked through a report this weekend with Danny Amendola, a former Eagle who really went to St. Louis and had some great success. Any truth in that rumor?
Well, I think, Dave, he would kind of fit for the short area situation, but I don't see them signing him. I think they do have interest. But in the end, will they sign him? No, I don't think they will. This is an interesting wide receiver draft, Dave, by the way. Not great, not top-heavy, but their speed and size, I think, as you move along here. But I do think they will probably look to sign a veteran free agent later, not in the beginning, but later in free agency.
All right, last one, Adam. The Eagles have a list of free agents. Nnamdi Asamoah is not one of them. Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie is one of them. When 4 o'clock rolls around here on Tuesday, what will the Eagles' cornerback situation look like?
I think they will be without a starter in the secondary. All 4 jobs will be open. Nnamdi Asamoah, they'll get $11 million back on their cap, and I think he will be playing elsewhere. And Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie, you never want to rule him coming out because he's a talented player, way too inconsistent. If his number comes in way low, you never know about him returning. But right now, Dave, I doubt that he returns.
Well, Adam, we shall find out. The fast and furious free agency period begins on Tuesday, 4 p.m. Adam Kaplan, we thank you for joining us in the studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you.
With the 12th pick in the 2012 NFL Draft, the Philadelphia Eagles select
Mississippi State defensive tackle Fletcher
Cox.
What a great Philadelphia Eagle. They traded up, but they didn't have to go all the way to 6 to get Fletcher Cox. They got him at 12. They give up a 4th-round pick, a 6th-round pick.
This is the guy everyone in the media knew about. The Eagles interviewed him at the combine. This guy gets upfield. I'm stunned. I didn't think they'd be able to get him. The fact of the matter is that he's going to be an Eagle. This is the guy that they came into draft wanting.
A lot of people like the speed around the edge that Vinnie Curry has.
They'll be able to get some depth at receiver if they really want some.
I think their aggressive style really fits well with Michael's play.
There's a player I really, really like. I would be surprised if he went in the second round.
Boss of your life, in charge of making memories and keeping promises. Ask your financial professional how Lincoln Financial can help you take charge of your future.
There's a sight, a sound, a taste to this town.
Hot Italian bread ready for dinner.
Over 500 varieties of produce, fresh every day.
Custom cut, just for you.
Acme, everything from local produce to Lancaster beef from family-owned farms to breads baked all day.
Salty or sweet?
My neighborhood, my Acme.
So, man, how's that Bud Light Port Paradise cruise?
Oh, man. First day.
later on, it's all swing, baby, swing, swing, baby. Then we hit the ship's deck. Next day, there's this private island concert. So what'd you guys do?
4 days, 3 nights, a 2-day music festival, and one legendary party, Bud Light Port Paradise. Here we go.
We welcome you back. Dave Spadaro with you. Just a reminder here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and, of course, with our mobile app. If you have not downloaded our mobile app, what are you waiting for? You get to watch the Eagles on the go, and we are going to be on the go an awful lot throughout the free agency period, throughout the draft, leading into the season, and then, of course, throughout the 2013 season. So make sure you do that now. Free agency, of course, tomorrow at 4. We're not going to be live at the time. I don't want to create this idea that the Eagles are going to jump out of the gates and sign somebody very quickly. I don't know. They might. And if they do, we'll be live. Just trust me on that. Whatever the Eagles do, follow it with us, okay? Let's go to Sky in Virginia, who joins us on the telephone. The question of the day, of course, is what do you guys want in free agency? Sky, how are you? Hello? I don't hear him.
Hey, Dave. How's it going?
Hi, Scott. How you doing? Hi, Sky. How you doing?
Hey, man. It's been a while since I last talked to you guys.
Yes.
But,
welcome back.
Thank you. Always good to be an Eagles fan. Free agency. First three things they should do.
Okay.
Free safety is the number one position, in my opinion, on the whole team that needs to be addressed.
There are some who would suggest that you go the route of the NFL draft, but I hear you. It's a need, no question.
At a free agency, honestly, Deshaun Goldson from 49ers. He's a hard-hitting young guy, reminds me a lot of Dawkins, and that's honestly what the defense has been lacking.
There's no doubt they've been lacking that bite, that intimidation factor, not to mention somebody who's going to come in and take the football away. The turnovers for so long, a staple of this Eagles defense, just not there last year at all. So
absolutely.
Very difficult.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need a safety back there that the receivers are going to be scared to catch the ball, and that's exactly what Dawkins did.
Yeah, well, and Dawkins also had the ability to cover in space, and you can't just be a powerful go get him, fill the hole, and run support. Here's Adam Kaplan's top five or top 10 free agent safeties, and it's a pretty talented group. Jarius Byrd, Buffalo Bills, was given the franchise tag, so you can pretty much take him off the market.
Yeah.
Deshaun Goldson and Glover Quinn. LaRon Landry got some injury issues. Delmas has some injury issues. Stevie Brown was on the streets last year. I mean, it really falls off after those probably first four or five players.
Yeah. I mean, you were saying that you weren't sure if they were going to come out of the gate, you know, just signing people, which I definitely agree. I mean, it bit us big time with Nnamdi and DRC and a bunch of the spending spree we did. But
Sky, let me tell you something. I would have never seen that coming because I felt...
Me neither. It was a shock.
I felt the Eagles really, they went after good football players who fit the scheme. Jason Battle fit the scheme.
Yeah.
Maybe Nnamdi just didn't fit the scheme. Maybe Dominique, maybe it was coaching. I don't know. It's shocking.
It was probably a mixture of everything you just mentioned. And that's why I think the second free agency signing, to be honest, should be another defensive back, cornerback. I'm just going to put it out there.
Yeah.
I think we should keep DRC. He's young. He's athletic. Yeah, he tapered off for those two seasons, but out of the two cornerbacks, Nnamdi's got to go, in my opinion. He's getting up there in age. He's not – you're right. It might have been the scheme. It might have been the coaching. But honestly, out of those two, Nnamdi should go, fill the void with Darrell Revis from the Jets. I mean,
but Darrell Revis from the Jets, what are you going to give up to get him? Tell me.
That's true. That's the one question I was thinking. I was like, you can't trade Nnamdi, like you said earlier.
Yeah.
No one's going to want to do that. So, that's the big question.
So you're a new coach. So you're a new coach, and you're going to build this team. And the first thing you're going to do is trade for Revis, who's a great player, coming off a knee injury and giving up the fourth pick in the draft. You're willing to do that? I am all for bringing in great football players, but I do want to emphasize the draft. I want to draft well. I want to build with young players and build a core here and have this thing sustainable.
I guess that's just kind of a dream of mine.
Yeah,
it's to have Revis. I mean,
it's
that'd
all
be amazing.
A dream. It's all a dream right now because right now we're all playing fantasy football wondering what the Eagles are going to do.
I think another one of the top three free agencies they could go after, got to address the right tackle on offense.
Absolutely.
It's funny, I read an article about Andy Reid giving us, you know, practically giving us, Eric Winston, or they let him go.
Yes.
It's obvious they're going to go after Joe Eckel in the draft.
Joe,
But I think he'd be a good addition. There's a couple good right tackles on the free agency market, but I'd probably go after Eric Winston or maybe Jake Long. Since there's more offensive tackles, there's a lot to pick from.
Sky, look at this list, and this is just free agency. I mean, there's
a
long list of very talented players at right tackle, and then the draft is loaded with them. So,
exactly, that's something I wouldn't necessarily jump out of the gate. I guess getting, and I'd maybe look back and see what other teams are who they're getting, and maybe we'll get somebody later.
And we talk about trades, by the way, guys. Jay Glazer reporting that the Seahawks and Vikings have agreed to a trade that sends Percy Harvin to Seattle for draft picks. So that's a major move, and that's a big weapon. In Seattle's offensive repertoire.
One last thing. Do you think that we're going to go after a QB in the draft?
Yes.
You really think so?
I do.
What do you think, Geno Smith?
I don't know. I'm just guessing, but yeah, I do.
I'm just thinking about it. What is Ticelli doing with the QB situation? Like, does he want the biggest open competition in the history of, or what?
I think that understand that the, and thanks for the call, that the rosters expand to 90, so you can kind of have a little bit more flexibility and leeway and look at some people and see how they take to the system. But one thing that really sticks out at me is that the Eagles have, with Vic and with Dixon and last week, the name of the kid they added, and I was on vacation, is G.J. Kinney. Yeah. Is that his name? B.J. Kinney. G.J. Kinney. And I had looked him up before I went on vacation. Kind of knew that was happening. Those are three really athletic quarterbacks. Kinney, despite his body type, I think he's 6'1", 230, 4, something like that. And they have the ability to move a lot. And so does that mean that Nick Foles doesn't work in this picture? I mean, I'm very interested to see what Nick Foles looks like when he comes back and what he's been working on in the offseason. Maybe the thrust of his offseason has been working read option and mobility. And he comes in here and he wants to prove to Chip Kelly that he can run this kind of offense, however closely it resembles Oregon. I don't know. But you take away Trent Edwards, who's not an athletic quarterback, runner. You take away Nick Foles, who's not necessarily an athletic running quarterback. And the rest of it's all athletic quarterbacks. Is that the kind of quarterback that ultimately is going to be the one to run this Chip Kelly offense? I do not know. So that is one of many, 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 many questions that I have about this football team. We have been talking about Nnamdi Asamoah, and I want to show you this video of Nnamdi. Now, we don't know what's going to happen with Nnamdi. The Eagles can certainly do something. Reportedly, of course, they've been talking to Asamoah about the contract and doing the making it more friendly to the team. No response, nothing official. Nothing can happen until tomorrow at 4 o'clock when the new business year begins anyway. But ran across this on the internet, and it's Nnamdi doing some sort of a Nnamdi'd spoof for, I think, the Comedy Channel. And he's overseeing a mock wedding or something, and there's Nnamdi, and he's acting in this, and you know, it's weird. It's weird what Namdi's doing. So go to the 700level.com and check that out. Thanks to those guys for allowing us to pilfer it for a few seconds. What is Nnamdi doing? Where is he going to be? We're going to find out some of those answers as we get through the day here. Again, stay with us. There could be some news later today. You never know. And, of course, tomorrow at 4 o'clock, free agency begins officially. already a trade announced, at least agreed to, the Seahawks acquiring Percy Harvin, a very talented wide receiver, kickoff return man from the Vikings for draft picks. This deal pending a physical, and Harvin has had some medical issues. So that's a nice primer for what should be a very, very interesting free agency period for the Eagles, for the NFL, for you and for me. All right, so let's just say goodbye for now. Promise to be back soon. Whenever the Eagles have any news, make sure you come to PhiladelphiaEagles.com for the complete story from the Eagles' side of things. I'm Dave Spadaro. Thanks for joining us, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.
I'll fight for you.